Good morning, my loves. This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so happy to welcome you to Reset Your Mindset with Roseanne Austin. I am absolutely excited to be here with you today, and during the time that we have together this morning, we are going to be pressing a big, old, giant reset button on your mindset. Why? Because as you will hear me say over and over again, your mindset is paramount on this journey, and the sooner you master it, the sooner you will break free from the crippling fear, doubt, negativity, shame, insecurity, jealousy, obsession, and the clown car of other negative emotions that are doing nothing for your fertility. So let me just say, if you are tired of living your journey like you're walking through a minefield, you have made one heck of a choice to be here this morning. Consider it not only an investment in yourself, it's an investment in getting one step closer to that baby that you cannot wait to hold and call your own. You are on this call because you want more for yourself. You want to stop getting in your own way and you want to get pregnant. I encourage you to really lean in and honor that desire, because mindset, as you will find out, it is a critical aspect of success on this journey. And look, I'm going to be very upfront about my position. I believe that there is simply no reason why any woman on this journey should feel that she is powerless. Our time together is about clearing out the nonsense, getting focused on the truth, and giving you powerful tools that are going to help you reset that mindset and give you a jump start to living your journey with the unshakable and abiding conviction that you, yes, you, my love, will be a mom. One of my most beloved mentors said to me a long, long time ago, the smartest thing you can possibly do when you have a goal is find someone to coach you that has achieved the success that you desire and do exactly what they tell you to do. Learn from them. Let them show you the way. Apply their hard-won wisdom to your own life. Why reinvent the wheel? That, my loves, is what we are going to do today. I am going to be sharing some of what I teach women across the globe to do when they make the intelligent choice to reset their mindset. And I love this topic because it represents women really taking control of their journey. Because what you think and what you feel, it absolutely determines the course of your journey. And this topic is particularly near and dear to my heart because as we begin our time together, I am super happy to share with you that my baby boy, my miracle baby, just turned 8 weeks old the other day, and I am a glorious 43. So if there are those of you who are on the line that are really needing a super important mindset reset, particularly when it comes to your age, hold on to your hats, because we are going to help you get there. Because if I can do it, so can you. And my husband and I conceived him naturally after years of failed fertility treatments, being hammered by dismal statistics, and having doctors look at us with pity, and ultimately spending $100,000 in this process. So this would not have been possible. This miracle boy would not have been possible for me without the power of mindset. And I am living proof of how, supported by the power of mindset, you can truly make the seemingly impossible possible on this journey. And I want to take a moment to send a loving shout out to Joanne and the entire Circle in Bloom family for making this time we have together possible. They are absolutely amazing, and Joanne is an absolute light in the fertility community. Circle in Bloom was a critical part of my own journey, and I can tell you that when I was going through treatment, I had Joanne's beautiful voice flowing through my mobile device, and it made all the difference in the world. So really, take a moment. And I want you to send some love and gratitude to Circle in Bloom and what they're doing for the fertility community. Now, as we get ready, my loves, I want to share with you what you're going to be learning today. We're going to be talking about the number one thing you must be doing daily to build and support your confidence on your fertility journey. We're going to be talking about a powerful mindset exercise that will keep you deeply connected to your vision of being a mom, regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. And we're going to be discussing the bottom line belief that will not only lead to unshakable confidence, but will give you certainty in your success. Imagine that. So our call today, my loves, is going to be divided into two parts. I'm going to go over what I just shared with you. Then we're going to go straight into answering your questions. I believe that some of the best learning and insight is gained in the question and answer section. So being ready to bring your smartest, most heartfelt questions, and you're going to have a chance to get some coaching from me. So as we get started, set the intention. Make this time about giving to you and giving to yourself. Shut out the distractions and really be present here. You're going to get out of this training what you put into it. So make the decision that you are all in and take responsibility for getting what you came for. That's what successful women do. So for those of you who are not familiar with who I am or are new to my work, again, my name is Roseanne Austin. I am a mindset coach for women on the fertility journey. I help women get pregnant, whether they are trying to do so naturally or with the support of fertility treatment. Your doctor or fertility practitioner is there to take care of your body. My work is about your beautiful mind. If you want to be successful on this journey, you will address both body and mind. The interplay between the mind and the body is undeniable, and I learned this truth the hard way. I wasn't as smart as you. I didn't get on a call like this, well, because there wasn't a call like this back when I was on my own journey. But, you know, I spent years on my own fertility journey while I was a trial attorney here in California. And I spent years in overwhelm, chasing after every treatment, diet, healer, supplement, lotion, and potion, wondering why nothing was working for me. I spent $100,000 in this process and I didn't get the results I desired. I was endlessly beating myself up, feeling jealous, isolated. You know, I had become someone that I hardly even recognized. And at the lowest point, I mean, I was even torturing myself thinking that my husband was going to leave me. Because you see, while I was doing everything I knew to do physically to get pregnant, I was utterly failing at the one thing that is the foundation of health, well-being, and ultimately fertility, and that is mindset. You know, I knew that the stress was negatively impacting my ability to get pregnant because I was eating clean, I was meditating, I was exercising, I was doing acupuncture, I was following my doctor's orders strictly, and I was doing everything else I could think of doing and still not getting pregnant. So if this is where you're at, I totally get how devastating this can feel. And so at that point, like any smart woman who has a goal, I started looking, you know, what's the missing link? I took an inventory of what I was doing. You know, what wasn't clean about what I was doing? What wasn't healthy? What was out of alignment? And it all came down to one thing. It was what I was thinking. And seriously, does it make any sense for you to be getting state-of-the-art treatment, having the perfect diet, taking every supplement you can get your hands on, all the while being trapped in crippling stress, negativity, and fear that literally floods your body with toxicity? You know, your mindset influences everything you do and every decision you make. If you have any doubt about this, all you have to do is look at your results. They speak for themselves. Smart women bring the power of the mind and body together to get the results they desire. And when I changed my mindset and broke free from the grip of constant fear, negativity, doubt, living small, letting statistics and other people's opinions dictate whether or not I had faith that I was going to be a mom, I was pregnant literally within weeks. It was the first time after years of treatment that I finally got pregnant. And I had to ask myself, what was different? I was different. What was different was me. And when I learned this, and you know, when I look back on the impact that it had on my life, you know, it impacted me to such a degree that I left my work as a state prosecutor and made the commitment to coach and mentor women around the world how to create the same result in their own life. My loves, I am fierce about this because I know it works. I teach my clients tools and structures for cultivating a successful mindset on this journey, and they achieve the success they long for time and again. Endometriosis, pregnant. PCOS, pregnant. Poor egg quality, pregnant. Unexplained infertility, pregnant. Delightfully over 40, pregnant. This is why I'm 100% certain that when you apply what you learn, any woman has the power to make her dreams come true on this journey. So my loves, the expertise and insight that you're getting today during our time together is journey-tested insider information from a professional coach who personally triumphed on this journey and has successfully taught women around the world how to do the same. So what I'm sharing with you is not theory, I'm not guessing, and it's not something I just read out of a book. It works. And remember what I shared earlier, success leaves clues. Learn from people who have achieved the success that you desire. And if after this call you want to dive deeper into this with me and get the mentoring that has helped change the lives of women around the world on this journey, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can do that. With that being said, my loves, let's dive right in. Let's talk about the number one thing you must be doing daily to build and support your confidence on your fertility journey. Here's the number one thing you've got to do. You must up-level your self-talk. You are with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You must up-level your self-talk. Think about the influence, what you say to yourself, what you think about yourself, and what you repeat to yourself all day has. It becomes ingrained in you. What you say to yourself repeatedly shapes what you believe is possible for you, and in turn, it influences the decisions you make and how you feel, the emotions that you experience. Do you think that might be important on your journey? You bet. Real confidence, my loves, comes from the inside out. Confidence that is tethered to people and things outside of you is always tenuous and will ebb and flow based on things you can't control. You see what the problem is with that? So if you want real confidence on this journey, you must up-level your self-talk. You build and support that confidence by changing what you say to you about you. Think about it. If you went through your day repeating, it's never gonna happen for me, I'm too old, I'm worthless, why me, nothing ever goes right for me, my body is defective, I am defective, my mother was right, I wanted too much. What do you think that does for your confidence to hear that over and over and over again? My loves, you must create a new playlist or set of beliefs, if you will, that you are going to consciously repeat in your head over and over again. Think about it. I bet you can think of a circumstance where someone's told you that you did a great job on something, and regardless of how many times you were told it was awesome, you didn't believe it. And you ultimately agonized over whatever that thing was, and you replayed it over and over again, telling yourself, you know, how lame it was or whatever. You know, what you think is critical. What you think about you is critical. So, like, independent of what anybody tells you, you have got to believe in you on this journey, which is why your confidence begins and ends with your self-talk. Remember, you are with you 24 hours a day, and you have absolute control over what you think and what you believe about you. So you've got to up-level that self-talk. So I want you to really think about today, you know, what do you choose to tell yourself on this journey? You know, will you continue to verbally abuse yourself and tell yourself lies? Like, I'm, you know, infertile, I am, you know, wasting my time, all these terrible things that are not going to support you on this journey. They do the exact opposite. You know, are you going to let those things control you, or will you own the miracle that you are? Will you own how powerful you are? Will you give yourself permission to believe that being a mom is in your heart because it was meant for you? Will you choose self-talk that's actually going to help you get the results you want on this journey instead of leaving you feeling small and broken? Make a point today of writing how you intend to up-level your self-talk. You know, what are the things that you want to be saying to you instead of the horrible things that you can get caught up saying on this journey? Okay, I want you to actually take the time. Because look, none of what I'm sharing with you today is going to mean a thing if you are not actually out there implementing it, putting what you learn into action. So make the commitment that today you are going to write out, you know, what are some new beliefs that you choose to have on your journey? And what are you going to start saying to yourself instead of all of those tired, boring, limiting beliefs that you might have right now? So make that decision. I want you to take action today. You know, after we're done with this call, write them down. And now, my loves, we're going to do a powerful mindset exercise that will keep you deeply connected to your vision of being a mom regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. You know, we're going to take what we just talked about, really cultivating a new set of beliefs by up-leveling your self-talk. We're going to take that to the next level with creating a real connection that you can have with what it is that you desire. When you are able to connect with what it is that you desire, it gives you the ability to, regardless of current circumstances and evidence to the contrary, to be like, look, I know I'm going to be a mom. I know that I said that to you earlier. Look, being a mom is in your heart because it was meant for you. You've got to up-level that self-talk, and you deeply connect with that belief that you are going to be a mom by using the exercise that I'm going to be sharing with you now. So this part of the training this morning is going to be experiential. So if you are driving or you are operating heavy machinery or you're doing something that requires your full attention, use some common sense here. Wait until you can get home or, you know, not be doing anything that requires your full attention so that you don't risk getting hurt. You know, wait till you get home to do this. But, you know, use the opportunity to really give yourself undivided attention when you are doing this, okay? So, like I said, use your common sense and don't be trying to do this when you're driving or doing something that could put you at risk. So, for those of you that are listening and are at home and it is safe for you to do so, I'm going to be asking you to close your eyes because we're going to do a really powerful visualization that's going to connect you with what you want most on this journey. And that's your baby. That's to be a mama. So lean back in your chair and just be in this moment. Just really give yourself an opportunity to relax into wherever you are right now. And close your eyes and begin to feel relaxed and peaceful. And take another deep breath in and breathe out. And just know that this is a safe place. This time that we have together, you are sharing it with women all over the world who know exactly what this journey is like. And like you, want to deeply connect with the vision that they have for their lives and their journey. And they want to feel confident in being a mom, regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. So just take another deep breath and feel that love all around you, being surrounded by other women who absolutely know and totally get this journey. So as you take another deep breath, I want you to imagine standing in the middle of your baby's room. With your eyes closed, bring forth the image that you have for your baby's room. Look all around that nursery and see how beautifully you have decorated it. In your mind's eye, notice the details. Notice the colors. Notice the textures. This, my love, is the nursery of your dreams, and you have made it absolutely perfect. See your baby's crib. See the rocking chair that you will sit in as you feed your baby. See your baby's changing table. See your baby's closet with loads of adorable clothes, shoes, blankets, stuffed animals, and all the toys that you know you're going to be giving your baby. And just really take this in. And now I want you to walk over in your mind's eye to your baby's crib. I want you to look down into that crib and see your sweet, darling angel. In your mind's eye, see your baby's chubby cheeks, perfect little nose, those teeny little lips, the tiny hands, and those, oh my goodness, nibble-worthy toes. Reach down into that crib, and I want you to imagine yourself cradling and bringing that baby to your chest. In this moment, love, I want you to imagine how warm your baby is, how good your baby smells, and I want you to feel that baby's heartbeat next to yours. Imagine this. Feel this. Feel this in your heart. Feel this in your body, and feel this in your mind. Feel, let it wash over you. Notice how you feel in this moment. There is no fear. There is no doubt. There are no what ifs. There are no why me's. There is no insecurity, jealousy, comparison, lack, or scarcity. There's only truth. The truth that you know in your heart that being a mom was meant for you. And this feeling is real. This feeling was meant for you. This feeling of holding your baby, of loving a child, this was all meant for you. Lean into that truth. And notice how you've raised your vibration. Notice how high your frequency is in this place. Feel the love. You know in this moment there's nothing that's going to stand between you and your baby. You know in this moment that as much as you're seeking this baby is seeking you. In this moment, you are the woman who boldly says yes to her desires and will never, ever let negative, fearful, doubtful, and helpless mindset keep her from living her dreams and her purpose. And feel how good it is to feel and know that you did not just take care of your body, you took care of your mind. And you can look upon this journey with no regret, knowing that you let nothing hold you back. Now bring that woman into your journey, my loves. Feel what it feels like to be that woman who is holding her baby, who knows that she had the grit to have the mindset and be the woman that she needed to be on this journey. Feel that. Now, I want you to feel that love, that confidence, that certainty, all of those things that you feel in this moment, and I want you to decide that you are going to live the rest of your journey from this place as that woman, the woman you know you can be. So take another deep breath, my love, and really let this feeling sink in. Feel yourself holding that baby. Feel your nose nuzzling against that baby's head. And I want you to just take that feeling in and know that you can come back to this place at any time, anywhere, and it just doesn't matter. You can bring yourself back to this place of deep knowing, where there is no fear, there is no doubt, and there is no helplessness. In this place, you are a mom. So I want you to slowly take another deep breath. And I want you to imagine whispering something beautiful in that baby's ear. And I want you to slowly put that baby back into the crib and look at that baby lovingly and let that baby know that you will be back. And stroke that baby's cheek. And I want you to slowly start walking away from the crib and back out of the nursery and back into this time and this space. So slowly take another deep breath in and breathe out and let yourself come back to this time and this place. Now, my loves, through that visualization, you were able to feel what it feels like to be in that place where you know you are going to have your baby, where you are holding your baby. Notice how intensely powerful that is. You are so powerful, your mind is so powerful that you have the ability to conjure those feelings of having it now. When you are able to do that, you give yourself the ability to shore up against whatever challenges come your way. You give yourself the ability to change your state in an instant. Now let's demonstrate that. So you just felt what it was like to imagine holding your baby. And you know how good that felt, how amazing that felt, and how in that place there is no fear. Well, let's go to the opposite. I want you to right now imagine the sting of how it feels when you're going through your Facebook feed and you see a pregnancy announcement. Imagine how that feels. I know you have felt that pain. And I want you to feel that. Feel it right now. Feel how it's like a stab to the heart that yet another person is getting pregnant and you're not one of them. So feel that fear, that doubt, that negativity that comes up. And now go back to the place where you're holding your baby. Go back to that place of knowing, that certainty, that love, how good that baby smells. Now go back to the place where you are feeling fear and that doubt and all of those negative things that come up for you. Feel that pit in your stomach. Let that sink in. And now go back to that place where you're holding your baby. Can you see the contrast, my loves? Can you see how in an instant you can change your state? You can either be in that place where you're holding your baby, you're certain, and you know that your baby is coming. And then go, or you can choose the other, being stuck in that fear and that misery and that negativity. You got to see just a few moments ago how powerful your mind is and how quickly you can take yourself into the state of knowing that you will be a mom, that you can have the feelings of being a mom now. You saw that in your mind's eye. That's how powerful you are, and that's how powerful your mind is. You can do either. The choice is yours about where you reside on this journey. You're either going to be in a place of confidence and knowing, or you're going to constantly let fear get you. And see, what makes this tool that I'm sharing with you so powerful is even when fear or doubt creeps up, you have the power, and you saw it this morning, we demonstrated it here. You have the power to conjure up feelings that are the complete opposite of your fear. You can conjure the feeling of being a mom now, having that certainty, having that truth, feeling how good it is to hold your baby, and let that take you into a state that's actually going to support your fertility instead of flooding your body with stress hormones that are not doing anything to support your fertility. So can you see that, my loves? Can you see how powerful that is? Compare and contrast the two states, the state of knowing that your baby's coming and holding your baby versus the fear and the freak out that you might be spending more time than you desire on this journey. So use those things. We've talked about how important it is to change your self-talk, the things that you've got to do to up-level it. We talked about, you know, look, you've got to be able to do this mindset exercise that's going to keep you deeply connected to your vision of being a mom. When you can see it in your mind, it is so much easier to be resilient against the things that may come up on this journey that try to knock you off course. So now let's talk about the bottom line belief that will not only lead to unshakable confidence, but that's going to give you certainty in your success on this journey. Imagine that. My loves, unshakable confidence and certainty in your success comes from believing that you may not know when and you may not know how, but you know your baby is coming. I know that may seem like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get there, but stick with me on this, okay? You've got to cultivate the belief that you may not know when and you may not know how, but you know your baby is coming, okay? All of these things are building upon each other. Up-leveling your self-talk, being able to visualize your baby here now, what it's like to hold your baby. Look at how powerful those things are in conjunction with each other. Now we're taking it to the next level, is really cultivating, look, relying on these things, I know and I am cultivating the certainty, the confidence to know, hey, look, I may not know when, I may not know how, but I know my baby is coming. This belief is so powerful because it's independent of time and means. You know, you are ultimately creating your own certainty here. And basically what you're saying is, look, I don't know when or I don't know how, but I know it's happening. I mean, how insanely powerful is that? And if you're really committed to being a mom, that statement is true. Because you're not going to let freak out or fear of when or how your baby's going to get here, you're not going to let that get in the way. You are focused on the end game and you know you're going to be a mom. And cultivating this belief allows you to free yourself from completely arbitrary timelines and the stress of having to know exactly how this is all going to shake out. Instead, you spend your time and energy more wisely by taking care of yourself, keeping your stress levels low, and doing the things you know to do to get results. Because look, as you're using mindset, you know, that doesn't mean you stop everything else. You continue to do the intelligent things you know to do. You see your doctor, you take whatever supplements make sense for you, you continue doing acupuncture, your circle and bloom meditations, eating right. You know, you build upon this like a smart woman would, and you let yourself be guided by a strong mindset that's going to help you. Because remember, as I said before, for so many of us, this journey is a marathon, not a sprint. So everything that you do to support your mindset is going to give you that resilience to, regardless of what shows up, regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary, that you can stay connected to that vision of being a mom. You know, this is a huge mindset reset. So all of these things work together to present you with an opportunity that you can press that giant, that big red giant reset button. You can do this differently, my loves. There's no rule that says that you have to live this journey in fear and misery. Quite the opposite. You have the power within you to do it completely differently. And you've got to ask yourself, which way is more likely to help you get what you want? Being stuck in fear and misery and stress and freak out, or being deeply connected to the vision that you have for being a mom, constantly supporting yourself with having positive self-talk, being able to visualize what it is that you want, and cultivating the belief and getting out of this arbitrary timeline and having to have all the answers by saying, look, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know my baby's coming. And of course, I am going to take the action that I know to take in order to help get me there. That's what a smart woman does. So the bottom line here, my loves, is you can reset your mindset. You do not have to live in fear, negativity, and doubt on this journey. It doesn't matter how long you've been on this journey or what you've been through. You have the power to reset your mindset. So today, you've learned the number one thing you must be doing daily to build and support that confidence on your journey. That is changing your self-talk. You've learned a powerful mindset exercise that will keep you deeply connected to your vision of being a mom, regardless of present circumstances and evidence to the contrary. Look, my loves, go back to what you saw in your mind's eye during that visualization. When you feel fear, go back to that place. You can change your state in an instant. And you also learn the bottom line belief that will not only lead to unshakable confidence, but will give you certainty in your success. And that is, look, I may not know when, I may not know how, but I know my baby is coming. Cultivating that belief and taking action with that as your backdrop, okay? So loves, I am sure it is now abundantly clear to you how powerful mindset is on your journey. You experienced it this morning. There's a reason why you got on this call about resetting your mindset. So you've got to ask yourself, what will you do with what you learned today? Some of you will go about your day and never think about this again. But there are those of you who are absolutely committed to being a mom and having success on this journey and are saying, oh my God, I want more of this goodness. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm not going to let mindset be the weak link. Because look, my loves, if you want to get pregnant and beat the odds on this journey, you must have the mindset for it. And this is what I coach and mentor women to do day in and day out. Shifting your mindset and using it to help you get pregnant is absolutely possible for you. And this is what I teach. I teach tools and structures for helping you get there. So as a gift to the Circle and Bloom community, we are offering a limited number of spots in my calendar to women who are finally ready to have all the pieces in place for getting the best possible results on that journey. And that means taking care of your mind and your body. So if you have made the decision that you're going to be a mom and you refuse to let mindset get in the way, here's your opportunity to have some time with me to really talk about us working together to really help you get to that place. This is what I do. And so if you know that you want an opportunity to work with me, you can go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, all one word, www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough, and request some time to chat with me. If you're listening online, you can also hit the little gray box in the upper left-hand corner that says, I want my miracle mindset, to also request some time to chat with me about us working together to help you make mindset the strongest part of your journey, not the weakest link. So my loves, that being said, I'm going to go to your questions now. I love the Q&A session. That is one of the most powerful tools that we have, is to learn from each other. So I'll be going to your questions now. Okay, my loves, so we have some questions coming in on the chat here online. So first of all, Sarah from Calgary says, looking forward to some positive thoughts around my long fertility journey. Thank you. Okay, so that's more of a statement than a question, but thank you, Sarah. Thank you for writing that in. We also have a question here from from Montclair. It doesn't say where Montclair is, but thank you for writing in from Montclair. And the question is, what are some examples of positive self-talk statements? Great question. So one of the smartest ways to go about changing and up-leveling that self-talk is to really get to know, what are the things that you're saying to yourself consistently? You know, do you have a playlist that's stuck on, I'm old, this is never going to happen for me? You know, let's just use that as an example. So if you know that you are repeatedly tormenting yourself with age, you know, that means that you've got to transform your self-talk when it comes to age. So an example could be, I mean, you're only limited by your imagination. You know, one of the things that I would tell myself is, look, I'm a spring chicken. I'm not old. Women all over the world have babies at all different ages naturally and with treatment. So why wouldn't that be me? Why wouldn't that be possible for me? I just have as much of a shot as anyone else, right? So you want to turn that negative thought on its ear and say, look, hey, why not me? I'm a spring chicken. Age isn't going to define me. Women every single day are having babies at so many different ages. So that is an example of a change in your positive self-talk statement. So you really want to know, like, get to the bottom. Like, what is the thing that you're beating yourself up the most with? And craft a different statement, a different belief. You know, ultimately, you know, up-leveling, your self-talk is about changing your beliefs. So, and you have the absolute power to do that. You know, we get stuck in negativity on this journey because it's a habit, because we haven't been taught to think differently. So this is your opportunity in Montclair to take some responsibility and transform what it is that you believe about you on this journey. Remember how powerful you are. You know, the statements and the beliefs that you have floating around in your head 24 hours a day, you know, you talk to you all day. So you want to make sure that whatever you're talking about up there in that beautiful head of yours is something that is valuable and something that's actually going to support you on this journey. Okay, it feels completely different to be reinforcing, I will be a mom. I may not know when, I may not know how, but I will be a mom. To be reinforcing that, then, you know, I'm too old and it's never going to happen for me. So I hope that that gives you at least one example of a positive self-talk statement, and actually, more importantly, a tool to help craft something that actually is going to be impactful for you. I also have a statement here from Waltham, Massachusetts. Thank you, Roseanne. For a moment, I felt joy at heart being in my baby's nursery. Oh, that is beautiful, my love. Thank you for sharing that. I also have a question here from Adriana in Poughkeepsie. Can you repeat the one thing that we need to do every day? I came in a little late. Of course I can, Adriana. So going back to the top, what we were talking about is what you must be doing daily is up-leveling your self-talk. Because remember, you talk to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What you say to you repeatedly is what crafts your beliefs about you on this journey, and ultimately what your beliefs are in your life. Our inner world is, will reflect in our outer world. So you really want to get what you believe about you under control, and that is through really crafting your self-talk, choosing self-talk that actually supports you and will help up-level how you feel on this journey. I mean, it's critical. I mean, this isn't just like, oh, positive thinking. You know, what you're doing is ultimately rewiring your brain in a lot of ways to think completely differently. You want to get to the point where you not only think differently, but you feel differently, because those things, there's an absolute interplay there. So your thoughts lead to your emotions. So you want to, and your emotions ultimately are going to dictate how you feel. So you want to be really judicious there and be smart. Okay. So I hope that answers your question, Adriana in Poughkeepsie. So I also have a question here from Toronto. Natalie in Toronto asks, what would you say to those who have gotten pregnant and lost babies after they were born? Okay, so Natalie, what, first of all, you want to make sure that, you know, I mean, the loss of a child is a devastating experience and in someone's life. So first of all, you know, you want to address that loss in whatever way makes sense for you. And you're a smart woman, you know, if you need support with that, you're going to go out and get it. But you want to honor that grief. And if you are in grief, you need to feel what you need to feel, my love. You know, it's, and start working on your mindset after you've processed, you know, or contemporaneously as you process this grief and when it feels right to you. But once you have dealt with that loss, you know, one of the things that you want to do to really start building yourself back up again is to acknowledge, you know, my body knows how to do this. I carried a child to term. I know how to get pregnant. My body supports me in this process, and I will be pregnant again. I will have another baby. You know, it's those kinds of things that you can use to support yourself on this journey. You know, every woman's situation is going to be different, but that's just an example of, you know, what I would say. You know, and you know, if you want to call in, we can talk more about this. If you want to call in on the line, here to get more specifics, but that's where I would start. I also have a question here from Susie in Virginia. Any powerful mindset techniques for helping the body receive donor embryos that my husband and I already love? Oh my goodness, Susie, I just love this. I get goosebumps when I was reading this. I'm like, oh my gosh, you already love your embryos. I love that. Woman, you are starting off on the right foot now. You are so smart. You know, because you're giving yourself, like, look, those embryos, I mean, the donor embryos that you're getting are a gift. It's a precious gift. And I love that you love them already. So you want to take that love to the next level. Use the exercise that we just did a few minutes back, you know, visualize holding your baby, visualize your husband holding the baby, you know, really make this real for yourself. You know, when you deeply connect to that vision, that emotion, that is going to give you the resilience to keep going another day, regardless of what shows up on this journey. Connect to that. Take your self-talk that's been up-leveled. Acknowledge that you will have your baby. See it in your mind's eye through the visualization we talked about. And also, you know, cultivate that belief. You may not know when, you may not know how, but you know your baby's coming. And you can say that because you have this beautiful embryo that is, you know, the donor embryos that you have. I mean, you're given a means that perhaps you hadn't even quite anticipated having to use. And you have a real opportunity here to call in your baby. So I give you a mad respect, Susie, for being in that place already. Underscore that. Go deeper with it, because it's all there for you, love. You're on the right track. So the techniques that we shared today are really going to help you with that. So incorporate them and go back over your notes from this class and really see where you can apply them to your own life. So best of luck to you, Susie. I'm so excited for you. There's also a question here from Kim in Australia. How do you balance a busy career with trying to focus on staying relaxed to get pregnant? Oh, this is awesome, Kim. Thank you for asking this question. It's totally legit. And I totally know what that felt like, you know, as a busy prosecutor. I mean, that was something I struggled with myself. But here's the bottom line. It comes down to choice. Okay, just like you went out and, you know, got the education or whatever to have the job that you have, you took discipline. And so you've got to exercise discipline here as well when it comes to being relaxed and having the mindset that's going to support you on this journey. It's not a luxury. You've got to commit to it. And it doesn't have to take hours. You know, this is just a few minutes every single day. You know, if you're finding yourself stressed, you know, have the discipline and the mindset to say, hey, I need to do what's right for me here. Get up, take a walk, you know, take a breather. If you need to put your head down for a few minutes at your desk, fine, if that's safe, you know, do what you need to do and commit that this is a priority in your life, that, you know, being a slave to stress and freak out on this journey is, you're not available for it anymore. You know, you're going to be the woman who makes her dreams come true on her terms. So yes, my love, and I believe that a woman can have whatever she wants on this journey. We create our experience on this journey. So yes, you can have a busy career and you can give yourself the opportunity to dramatically reduce your stress on this journey so you can support the process of getting pregnant. Because remember, if it was just about diet, you would change your diet and you'd get pregnant. If it was just about, you know, supplements, you take a supplement and get pregnant. You know, what the truth is on this journey is it is a confluence of all the right circumstances coming together with mindset being at the center. So you want all of these things to be working together. Okay, love, and you're smart to work on your mindset. So, we also have a question here from Amy in Minneapolis. Hi, Roseanne. I'm going through IVF with one healthy embryo to transfer. We have had an unexpected delay after delay with transferring this little one, but I'm still confident and know this will work. Any tips for how to keep this mindset strong and positive day after day, month after month? Amy, what a great question. And it's very similar to what I said to Kim. You know, this is discipline. This is you making the active choice on what you choose to focus on this journey. Choose the mindset that you intend to have, you know, because if you really want to experience something different, you've got to be different. You've got to do different things. And that comes from and begins with your mindset. So you want to be actively making the choice daily. What do I choose for myself today? What is the mindset that I choose to have regardless of what comes up? You know, and that's also, you know, one of the ways that you stay in that place is visualizing that baby. You know, visualize that. Let that be your reality than just being constantly bumped around by the things that are, you know, happening all around you. Because remember, there is one constant on this journey, and that is you. No matter what happens outside of you, there's always you. And so you want to have that shored up and solid and have a mindset for success on this journey to really help support you through this process. So it comes down to choice, Amy. How do you want to live this journey? Who is the woman that you want to be? Are you going to just, you know, not make a conscious choice every day about how you want to be? You know, those of us on this journey who have been doing it for a long time, you know, and we have achieved success, you know, those of us will tell you, you know, it is a choice, you know, because you can just hang out in the rabbit hole or you can do something different. And I suspect, Amy, and I have every belief in you that you are going to do something different. So take the information that you got from today's call and really see how it can apply to you. So that being said, my loves, I don't see any other questions here. So, you know, take the time today, find a way, you know, how can you apply what you learned today? You know, make the conscious effort. Look, you know, I'm not just going to let this information go to waste, you know, apply it in your own life. And for those of you who know, look, I am ready for success. I am pumped and I really want this for myself. And you want to talk with me about working together, about helping you obtain that success mindset on your fertility journey, take advantage of the opportunity to have some time with me and we can talk about working together. Again, you can go to www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough to request your time with me. Or if you're listening online, you can click the little gray box that says, I want my miracle mindset and request your time there. So my loves, as we wrap this up, I really want to acknowledge you and congratulate you for investing this time in yourself this week. I also want to say a huge thank you to the Circle in Bloom family, and I want to encourage all of you to send real love and gratitude their way for making this happen. They are such an amazing resource in the fertility community. So, my loves, I want to reiterate, look, apply these things in your own life. You have the desire to be a mom. It is in your heart because it was meant for you. Don't forget that. Don't shortchange yourself and don't allow fear, negativity, and doubt to get in your way on this journey, you can press the giant reset button and reset your mindset. So thank you for spending the time with me this morning, my loves. Again, my name is Roseanne Austin, and if you want to learn more about me, you can go to www.frommaybetobaby.com. Take care.